Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Anne Williams about her time as an Olympic torch runner in 1996, ahead of the Rio Olympics opening this weekend. This is part one of a two-part interview. The Olympics are coming up, and you have kind of a cool tie to it that not many people have. Can you share what you've done in association with it?
Absolutely. Back in 1996, when the Atlantic Games were preparing, they formed the Torch Relay, which brought the Olympic flame and the torch to the United States. And they gave a unique opportunity to many people to be able to either be nominated or apply to carry the Olympic torch, passing it from city to city until it would arrive back and light the Olympic cauldron to start the 96 Olympic Games. At that time, I had been nominated because of my community service work in Washington, and I had the great opportunity to carry the torch about, I would guess, 0.6 of a mile, maybe it was, and it was located in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Originally, the torch route went right through Crawfordsville, but they decided that the number of people that would get to see the torch relay would not be as large a number as they wanted, so they moved our part to Cedar Rapids. So that's how I got to carry the torch and where I did it.
That's really interesting. And when you spoke earlier this summer with an Olympic theme at Kids Fest, you had a replica, is that right?
I have my original torch that I carried. When you are a torch bearer, you have the chance to purchase your torch, and my parents gave me that as a gift. And it's very unique in and of itself. The torch, each Olympic, has a different style of torch. And they use the Georgia pecan trees as the handle of the torch. And they sent those trees, they were trees that had been fallen by wind or natural causes, and they sent them to Louisville Slugger, that company, and they put them on a lathe and made the handles of the torches. And it's a very beautiful torch. It was a unique one, different than any others in the past. And my torch has all of the different Olympic Summer Games engraved on it. And then it has the Olympic Torch Runner logo. And it has the Big League, which is during the time of the Olympics, all the different countries come together and we're to lay down our odds and come together in peace. And that's the symbol that's on the torch as well. The torch at the top had different beads, if you can imagine. They were pieces of aluminum that where the flame came out through the center, and there were 21 of them because at the time, in 1996, I believe there had been 21 Summer Games, and that was the significance. And the torch used a fuel called propylene, which was to burn clearer, and it could withstand the wind and the rain because the torch relay traveled thousands of miles, and it went through all different types of weather conditions. So that was one of the things that they paid a lot of attention to, was the type of fuel. So inside the bottom of the torch is a little canister that held the fuel. And when we were done running, they emptied it, so mine no longer has fuel in it. The torch also on the bottom has a sticker, and it has a sticker on it, and it tells like a number on it. And that was the order of the runners for the day.
That's been today's Washington Page with Anne Williams, speaking about her time as an Olympic torch runner. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.